Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Sadoon's just like clearing each room as they go.
Do we want to hack through the door, or should I
take this small token and use it like as you will?
Scree remembered that there was a very large horny lizard trying to follow after them.
Or as tight rein, we got Arista with us.
You see perched top one green armored Evandrian Dax Phallus.
Well, you got tired of getting your ass kicked alone?
Congratulations. You graduated from a nuisance to prey. And I'm gonna need y'all to roll initiative.
No.
You wish no.
Oh, I mean, don't worry. We're going to whip these people's asses.
Oh,
I think over comms, Ginger would hastily say, hey, for the rest of you, if you're able to get out, there is a back door. Ask Eddie's mom.
Is that a butt joke?
I think so.
Did ours actually say that?
No, it was sincere.
No, I mean, did ours actually say?
Eddie's mom's back door. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, I'm mad. Scree is lost. Scree is lost.
Yep. Boy, that's not great, huh?
Well, here's your opportunity to kill people, because Scree can't get in there to protect the friends.
Goddamn right, I can't.
Ain't gonna kill shit.
Okay,
Eddie says, standing out in the open alone.
Oh, I know I'm standing out in the open. Did that on purpose, because I'm not scared of shit.
You rolled really well on purpose?
No, I stood out there on purpose.
Oh, stood out there on purpose, sorry. That's like, I don't think you have that ability.
Why'd you roll so shitty, Scree?
Yeah. I don't know. It's God, the lowest.
It's probably
going to
be your fault that everybody dies.
I mean,
everyone's going to die because Scree can't bodyguard. Unless someone picks him up and throws him out the door.
Head!
Who's going to do that? Ginger? Fat chance. She doesn't have the upper body strength.
I will let you guys kind of organize yourself if you want to be outside the door. He did have a whole thing of talking. So as that was going on, you guys would absolutely have had the chance to kind of arrange yourselves as opposed to just sitting in that room while him and Ginger had their back and forth. So if you guys want to like move out of the room a little bit and do whatever you want to do and line up, if you want to go straight up like fucking Guns and Navarone lined up across from him, whatever you want to do is perfectly fine. I'll let you guys arrange yourselves either just inside the door or outside the door, whatever you want to do.
I think I'm...
Where's Sidu?
I just stepped out the
door. I'm a little speedster, so yeah.
Sidoon's right next to Eddie, yeah.
And Ginger's there.
Yep.
And Aris is staying here.
Uh-huh.
Scree's gonna do that. Huh. Huh. Oh shit, that puts it right there. Oh my god. Fuck.
Okay. That's really close.
Scree with like the 3-point landing, like launches themselves over Sidoon's shoulder.
And then like lands there and looks up and goes, ha! Like, oh. Didn't realize you were there.
Okie dokie. So, pop that over real fast. So, kicking off, begin combat. Evandrian Dax Phallus, he goes first. And he is going to target...
The ship called him stinky and old.
Oh, nice.
It's weird.
Nice. So...
Oh.
Going against Sidoon.
Shit.
Oh my god.
Natty 20 on my first roll. He's coming for blood.
Oh my god. Actually, okay, no, go ahead. Not even that. Fucking, where is it? Is it this one?
Well, either way, I'm just going to give this to you real fast.
Is that it?
It's not that one.
Why would you say that shit?
Shouldn't add the 7 twice, by the way.
It shouldn't add the 7 twice?
I don't.
Because it's, so typically when there's crits, only dicer are doubled.
Yeah, you're doubling the damage.
But unless
bonus.
It's different in Starfinder.
I was going to say, this is odd. I didn't change it. I didn't add that myself.
Yeah, I know. I know. We've done that and we've taken off the extra bonus. So.
Okay.
That's okay. So 21?
Yeah, it'd be 21.
Oof.
Each roll, all your usual bonuses. No, it says a critical hit means you roll your damage twice, adding to each roll all your usual bonuses, including any additional damage from special abilities.
Oh, shit.
Well, we didn't. So.
When?
The many times we've crit.
Well, we're gonna start.
Does anybody else remember that?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever you guys deleting points
last
off for.
Last session, wasn't there one that we did that?
I don't remember.
No.
Lando's one.
We didn't take points off for that.
Oh, okay, then yeah, we're fine. Yeah.
We're fine. We're fine. And remember, we're always so rarely in danger that, like, come on, let there be a little spice on this one.
Yeah.
But well, anyways.
Half spice.
Yeah, half spice, which Screes, is, I believe, one of the Spice Girls.
No.
Half spice?
So you're taking half of that?
Scree's taking half. Scree, like, reaches out and reaches back and kind of like grabs one of Sadoon's arms and kind of like tries to tug to pull Sadoon a little bit away from the shots, but doing that it goes like past his arm, so he gets a bit cooked too.
Okie dokie, so that is 28 points of damage, 14 divided up between the two of you, and which brings us to robot E1. And robot E1 is going to move. Let me see. 5, 10, 15, 20. What's he got? Yeah, he's good. Okay, so he's going to move this way. So, Scree, if you want to take a attack of opportunity on this thing, it is going to move past in front of you and then down over here.
Going for the ankles. Or what counts as
ankles.
Go
ahead and give a swipe at him.
No. I caught onto that trap. No, he's not using one of his reactions.
Okay.
He's keeping his reaction.
Okay.
I caught on to it. I was like, hang on a second, that's a trick.
So this creature, this robot, comes running at you, Eddie, and then it seems like it is seeking you out. Like, it is looking for you. The moment, in fact, each of you seem to kind of notice that these robots seem to kind of stare at one of you each. The one coming towards Eddie is a large robot, and you see as it runs at you, it summons this big laser blade out of its hand and comes sprinting directly for you. There's a more sleek, almost ninja-like feminine robot that seems to be eyeing you, Ginger. There is a large, four-armed titan of a robot that seems to be eyeing Scree. And there seems to be a well-armored with a giant shield that looks to be scanning past all of you, but is kind of having a hard time spotting its target. So, this one is going to go ahead and take a swing at Eddie. 23?
Yep.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, what a guy wouldn't have helped. Well.
Would it have? What's your AC? Eddie?
18.
Because I body 18. Okay,
yeah,
so
close.
No. All
right.
Okie dokie. So, intervene. And takes half damage. So, you guys can divvy that up however you wish.
And that's it for Scree's reactions. He's going to have to use Resolve to get back his reactions before his next turn, I think.
Okie dokie.
Scree will take like 5 of it, if that's alright. Because then I get a nice round number.
Yeah, you can go ahead and take 5. That means, Eddie, you can take 4. And that brings us to Ginger.
Yeah. So I think Ginger sees the one eyeballing them and is going to ignore it for now. Likely regret that later.
Mm.
And instead, we're going to use our Witch Warper ability, Infinite Worlds.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And we are going to drop a... we're going to do an instantaneous first level effect.
Okay.
Where we cause a bright flash of light to fill the area. And each creature within that area must succeed at a fortitude save or be dazzled for one round per my Witch Warper level.
Witch Warper.
Which awesome. I think should be two.
Okay, so that's a fortitude save.
Fortitude saves all around.
So real quick, what are saves again? They are 10 plus half your class plus key ability modifier. So which Warper is charisma, right?
Yep.
So 10 plus
one. Well, in this case, it's 10 plus one for the spell level expended for the effect,
mm-hmm.
and then plus my charisma modifier. So the DC is... 15.
Okay, yep. So Evandrian rolls a 19.
Okay.
Bloop. 19 for robot counter S1.
That's okay.
And 19. 19 for robot counter O1.
They're all the same.
Yep. Okay. Two different numbers, but that one, yeah, those two have the exact same rolls. Evandrian rolled much lower.
That's fine. Because now...
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Looking at robots, looking at Evandrian. This was going to be an insult, but it's not an ability because I've already used my ability. And yeah. This game doesn't have bonus actions. But, you know, Evandrian?
Yes?
That's you. That's how stupid you sound.
Got him!
You see him shake his head. He's Ginger.
Yeah, take that shit, you greasy old fuck.
And we're
like
gonna
Jersey.
Yeah, that was good.
You're a fuck, yeah. Greasy old fuck.
Greasy old fucker. I need to make a Canadian character.
We got 50 feet of movement, and we're just gonna zip past this thing and take cover behind the ship.
Sounds like a plan.
Bye.
Why are you bringing all these robots, you dirty bastard?
Yeah, what kind of bitch brings a robot?
Thought we were going to have an old-fashioned Donnybrook.
Not man enough to fight your own battles?
Your esthetician quaffed that for you?
Sorry. You kiss my ass.
Yeah. Well, I think you come in men's enough for all of us. I love that one. Nice onesies to come in men's. Oh, I think you come in men enough for all of us. That's like my favorite fucking line from that thing. Okay, moving on. Robot counter S1. So, you see this one. Eyes up Scree. It is going to move over towards Scree. And is going to attack. Is a 26 hit?
No.
Doesn't? You liar. Okay, so you see this thing has these giant grabby hands, and as it hits you, its grip just snags you and it grapples you on the attack. So, does 6 piercing, but you are now grappled.
She's like chewing on the arm like...
Okie dokie. So... And with that, that is all they can do for this turn. But, for reference, the grappled condition means you can't move. You take a -2 to AC attack and reflex saves, initiative and dex, and you do not have any attack of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yep, which is good, because he's used all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see if you can get loose from it. Which brings us to Eddie!
In the meantime, Scree is just like, hanging in the hand of this thing and going,
I'm gonna use your wires for garters.
Looks great in garters.
I love that Scree has this kind of like almost like kinky look thing going to him with like the skin tight like pink and wearing garters and shit like that. Like, I don't know. It's just, even that one picture you sent of him in the fucking like corset. I just love Scree.
Stealing Ginger's clothes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's what they were doing, but that's fantastic. Oh, we need to dip into that more. That Scree fucking walks around in Ginger's clothes.
He's gonna look at the robot in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'd love to hang out, but I gotta run.
Nice.
He's gonna throw the puck here, so it slides under the ship and ends here.
Okay, fucking do it. Go ahead and give me an attack. I mean, no, you don't even have to bother. I think you have more than a plus five,
yes.
Right? Actually, do it because technically on a one, it goes weird. So give me one roll. Any attack roll, it doesn't matter.
An attack roll, okay.
Or you just give me a d20, whatever you want.
I'll just do
there you
that.
Go.
It's a knife.
Natural 20.
Nope, natty 20. Okay. Okay, that's so sexy that I'm gonna need some flair and shit, I almost want to give you something for fucking rolling a 20 on that. You know what? I'm gonna give you... Nah, fuck it. Okay, you're good. I was gonna give you a free attack, but that seems a bit much, even if it's a 20 on that. Ah, fuck it. I'm gonna give you a free attack. Go ahead and attack this guy. That's too fucking cool that you got a 20 on this throw.
Alright.
Yeah, give me the damage on it. Or Lunar Blade. Yeah, that's perfect.
Just the damage or the attack?
Yeah, just give me the damage. We'll count it as your 20 as the attack.
Oh, shit.
Or as a hit,
okay, I was
going
to say.
Let's say. I'm not going to give you a crit, an actual crit.
8 slashing.
Okay, 8 damage. Perfect. So that's actually really cool. I like that. As you, like, go to throw it, it traces, like, up as it goes over its head. And then, like... Or whether do you slide it underneath it, or do you throw it over then slide it, like kind of over so it rolls underneath?
Yeah, over.
Okay, so as
make
you
him
throw
look
it over,
up
yeah,
and he'd like slash his robo throw.
Exactly, it's exactly how it. So it like looks up and like its neck goes up, and you're like sink and just fucking slashed across the throat.
And then beep beep.
You know it's a robot. Yeah. He does the Roadrunner. And gone. And yep. So this thing takes 8 damage. That is awesome.
And he's next to the door of the ship. Ba-dap. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to blast the shit out of these guys with ship guns.
Jesus.
I think when Eddie appears nearby, Ginger like taps their skull and points to Eddie like, oh my god, same brain.
Shut up.
Oh, is that
no. Oh, shut up.
I love
if it doesn't have guns, he's gonna crash it into the old guy.
Gonna crash it? Okay.
I'll do what I.
Oh my god, same
I'll
brain.
Do what I have to do, okay?
Hey, whatever you need to do. I mean, it's your only way off this planet, but you do what you gotta do.
We can make it. Me and Oris can make another ship.
Make another ship?
It'll be fine. Well, we don't have to make. We can just make Gulta mobile.
We have the Death Star.
You are gonna make. You're gonna give me a fucking aneurysm if you make me try to fucking figure out how you turn this goddamn prison colony into a fucking. Anyways, moving on. Sadoon, your turn.
Well, shit.
Give him the fucking right left.
I think Sadoon's gonna jump up and like do, or not even like jump up, just like give a roundhouse kick to its face. I'm going to attempt a trick attack with a little less, like a little breakdance move.
That one or this one?
On the one that was going after Eddie.
Okay, go for it.
Ah, yes.
You also notice, Sadoon, none of the robots seem to be looking at you.
Yep, I figured that part
out.
You
just got the oldest one.
Mm-hmm. I've earned Grandpa's ire.
Fuck.
God, 25? For trick attack?
25 is a hit.
For trick attack.
Oh, trick attack. 20 plus the CR?
Yeah.
That is a hit.
Yay!
Yes! Okay, trick attack. Give me the regular attack.
Come on.
I love that you're kung-fu-ing fucking robots, huh?
No time!
21 is also a hit.
Yeah! Oh my god. Alright.
Sadoon, I don't know if they've ever landed 2 in a row. 16?
Hold on, I can re-roll 1 damage die with my trick attack. It could be a 6.
Okay, go for it.
Come on.
Nah. Okay,
that's
so 16.
Three, so that's 18?
No, it's 16. It's a reroll, not a...
Well, isn't that the one? Oh, isn't that not the one? Oh, I see what you're saying. You're rolling one for a six. Oh, I gotcha. I didn't realize it was 5-5. I thought five, one of the fives was like an ability.
Nope.
So you roll two fives. I understand now. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So yeah, so you're, what are you doing? You're like fucking like Walker Texas Ranger spinkin' in the kicking this dude?
Except like dropping really low and like,
yeah,
use, like pushing myself up with the kick as well to hit the robot, like the face.
Yeah, you spin kick the fucking head off this thing.
What?
Yeah. So. Yeah, give me some flavor. How do you fucking kick this thing's head off?
I kick it out of Andrian.
So. So yeah, you fire and he like, you kick or you know, you kick it. You jump up, spin kick. And knock the head off, and it comes flying at him. And he kind of like lowers the gun for a second and catches the head, and then just pissed, kind of chucks it to the to his side, slams it on the ground. He's like, "Never send a robot to do a soldier's job."
Should have thought of that yourself.
Don't listen to him, Boop.
Boop's could, inside. Damn it.
You could do a lot of things.
So that is one robot down.
We have children here. Do you mind? It's a sensitive robot.
After a trick attack?
If you haven't moved yet, yeah, you can move. Oh, wait a minute, can you? Isn't a trick attack a full action?
Yeah. There's
some movement.
It's move
up to full and then do it.
Like,
yeah, I think you have to do up to the, like, move up to a person and then do it, but using it is the full action.
Right, I'm just double checking something.
Go for it.
Is it nimble? Nope, that's full attack. There's too many fucking abilities. Is it uncanny mobility? No. Nope. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Dokey dokey. So, it comes to the counter G1.
Wait, you killed my robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, the counter E1 was got his head kicked off.
Appreciate it.
So, the other robot goes ahead and shoots over to here, chasing after Ginger, but can't make it to her in time. But as she rounds the ship and spots you, she looks at you and holds up a single finger, almost like saying, "Shh." And then,
the fuck?
Uses that. A noise dampener. A small, nondescript disc the size of a key card. Noise dampener controls sound within an area using specialized sonic waves. Or as waves, I like that even better. As a standard action, you can activate the noise dampener to attaching it to a flat surface. Once activated, it's affected a 15-cone radius. Sounds within the radius can't be heard within the setup. Sounds beyond the radius can't be heard within it. And V-spec agents often use noise dampeners, but it also means that anything that needs to use verbal components to cast can't.
You gonna do me dirty like that?
Goddamn right I am. It's almost like these robots were designed for each of you.
Yeah, so I think Ginger, as soon as this one comes around the corner and puts their finger up,
yep.
Ginger's eyes go just like wide and angry. They're like, "Don't you fucking shush me, don't you?"
And then it's fucking death silence. You just see this thing like running towards you and fucking silence just envelops everything. You guys were already out in space, which is even weirder.
I gotta take that thing. You gotta take that with us.
Oh man, Ginger's comms just went silent.
Yep.
Yep.
That is actually
you heard
terrifying.
That too. Yeah, everybody heard that too. She was like, fuck you, you piece of shit. And then just fucking nothing.
Don't you fucking shush me. And then.
Okay.
And everyone knows that Ginger was not done reaming this robot.
That's true. She hasn't talked. So like, she hasn't stopped talking shit since the combat started. This is the first time there's been silence.
No.
Which brings us to Oris. And by the way, I'm a little annoyed. Fucking. Just a fucking little peek behind the curtain like I like to do. Fucking, that one that Eddie was fighting was fucking flame retardant for his goddamn burst fire.
Ah.
But he's dead now.
Well, Oris can't see Anti-Oris over here, so...
Yeah.
Hearing Ginger's comms go silent,
goddamn
he tracks that one.
time to go full Boris.
Oris the Boris. Oris the Bullet Dodger. Why they call him that? Because he dodges bullets, Tony.
Up to.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
He's way too excited about that.
I am. I don't think fucking Adam has missed once ever. I love it. I'm so excited that my robot lives another day. So, yeah, a 10 does not hit, unfortunately. Rolled a natty 2 for a 10. Actually, let me just make sure this thing doesn't have like really shitty fucking armor. Oh, fuck, that's actually really close.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, shit, you did combat tracking,
that's
didn't
an extra
you?
2.
Fuck, you hit it! God damn it!
That's what you get for gloating, motherfucker.
God damn it! Oh, I'm so upset!
It's about fucking time it's bit him in the ass.
Oh, shit, get hit!
Son of a bitch.
Take that damage.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
You'll take it like a man.
I'll take it like the dirty, dirty dang I am.
God. No, I'm dirty Dane.
No, dirty Dane. Okay.
No, so... I'm dirty Dane.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Who you call the pinhead?
Guys.
SpongeBob.
Okay, well. What was I doing?
Offing.
Yeah, okay. So, anyways. So that is... was that your full turn, Oris?
Yeah, he's staying here.
Okie dokie. So, the... Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, you're using... okay. Well, this is what we're going to do. It is... Well, it's essentially programmed to come after you. So it's going to move up here. Well, actually, it's fine. It's safe, because Scree's still grappled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it hasn't been your turn yet either, so... So it's going to pull up...
Yeah, Scree doesn't have any reactions, so you're fine.
It is going to try to take a shot at you, Oris. But you do have a decent cover there, so... this is going to be at a -4. Does a 12 hit?
Yes!
I think I already know the answer to that.
Yes!
Yes. Okay. I was using combat tracking, though. Does a 14 hit?
No, it doesn't.
Get wrecked.
It doesn't have combat tracking. I lied. Okay, so it's going to chill right there and not do shit. And... Okay. Okay, can I just throw this out there really fast? I really thought this one was going to be, like, super dangerous for you guys. And not that it's over or anything, but, like, I was like, I might fucking kill him with this one.
Your robots are very scary.
Oh, thanks.
Have you seen what Scree's health is at?
Well, we're about to find out. So, Scree's turn. Scree, what you doing? Now, just for reference, if you wanted to escape... you can... To escape, you need an acrobatics check, which is 10 plus the grappler's KAC, or you can try grappling me, which then you can... It then swaps it around, and you're now grappling me, and I'm not grappling you, and then, like, you can... It's like reversing the grapple.
Reversing, no. Yeah. Scree's not stuck in here... Scree's not stuck in here with them. They're stuck in here with Scree. Scree is going to pull out one of his grenades... And he's going to toss it over the robot's head.
Okay. Ah, fuck, of course you're going to throw a grenade. You can't miss this, even with a -2. Go ahead, give me a roll.
Yay!
Nope, you didn't miss. I mean, it does mean you could have missed that, because that was not as high as I thought it was going to be with
it. I think it's a 15-foot sphere, so it's going to catch Scree, but...
Where'd you throw it?
That he automatically... Right here.
Oh, you're throwing it at Evandrian? Okay, that's fine by me.
No, at the ground there, yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, it right near him. So, yeah, no problem. I mean, you could go a little further and not catch you, but that's up to you. All depends on if you want to catch the guy over here as well. Because it would go, like, 15, kind of like one of those little dealies. Or you technically could put it, like, right here. It would get all of them and blow up this guy
a
little more.
It would still get Scree.
I don't think... It's not... In reality, when you do those, I mean, like, yeah, 15 feet draws in, but it's usually, like... Yeah, like 5, 10, 15, 5, 10, 15, 5, 10. So yeah, if you threw it right behind Evandrian there, it would miss Scree. Don't worry about
it. No, it would hit Scree.
I understand what you're doing. You're like measuring it, but we're going by squares. You know, it's 5, 10, 15, you know, 5, 10, 15. So like, you don't have to just measure it out. Like it, you know, otherwise everything's going to be wonky and, you know, it's still squares for the most part. So if you want to throw it there, you're safe. You can blow them all up. Essentially, there's an easy way to put it somewhere where you're going to be fine.
Yeah, you'll toss it so it's just out of range of Scree.
Sounds like a plan. So what do I got here? Reflex saves, right?
Mm-hmm. 14.
Okay. Evandrian gets it. Reflex save. This guy's not as good.
Can the robot reflex save when it's grappling?
Oh, yeah, I imagine. It's got legs.
Yeah. It doesn't have the grappled condition.
It's the one that's grappling, yeah.
Yeah, but if you grapple it, then yes, then it flips it around and you can do all your shit and it can't.
Yeah. So,
actually, I might have that wrong. You might have the grappled condition too, but, you know. If anyone wants to look it up, that's great.
So this poor fails.
Yeah, and then we'll do the other one.
And it's not much damage, but...
16. Oh, I did S1 twice. That was supposed to be O1. So O1 passes. You said 15, right, you said?
7 electrical.
Okey-dokey.
Zip zap.
So, robot counter S1 takes the full brunt. Evandrian takes half.
Half.
And
it's
then,
rounded down, right?
No, I think it's rounded up.
Okay, so full.
I think it's rounded all, like, it's always rounded up. Or maybe it's rounded down. I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter.
You did that twice.
What? Oh, I changed it because I rounded it down first and then updated it. It was just one more. And then that one is 4. Okay. There we go. Which brings us back to the top. Evandrian Dax Vallis is is not digging what he's doing. So he is going to fly straight up in the air. About 20 feet. Because he's still got that jetpack. And once again,
yeah, he do.
He is going to take aim at Sadoon. Like, you are my prey. Natty one!
Nat one, baby!
Okay, and let's roll on the fucking table.
And just like that, the scales are in balance.
I don't know if they ever were.
A natural 20 to a natural 1.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I wasn't following. I'm a dummy. Okay, where is our crit? SFX. Macro, space travel, sample scenes. Oh, tables. Roll tables. There it is. Okay, so what's he got? That is a... I believe that's an energy weapon. So, critical fumble... energy.
It's shooting against KAC.
Is it? Okay, then it's kinetic. Okay. And roll. Okay, so, stinging failure. You don't benefit from any insight bonuses for 10 minutes or until you hit a target, or extreme call frozen. You can't speak until healed. That's not. Either of those are real good. I'll go with the insight bonuses. Make it more
fun. Yeah, because we don't want Evandrian to just stop talking.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Not that he's got a lot to say anyways, but that sucks.
We like the sass.
Yeah, but I want to hear
we
his last
like
words.
The sass. Woo!
Okay, that brings us to Ginger. Ginger, what are you saying? Oh, wait.
She can move out of it, you butthole.
Wrap it up. I think so.
You
Ginger is continue.
Sorry, I'm done.
It's okay. So Ginger is continuing to talk at this thing, even though she's muted during the entire round.
Yep.
It's
putting its hand to like a non-existent ear. Like what?
Sorry.
Yeah. Like, look, I get you muted me, and it's really fucking obnoxious of you to like to do that. I feel attacked. and I know you're attacking me right now, but like on so many levels that are just beyond the physical, like this is not cool.
It just goes, what?
Oh, you can speak. It's still muted.
It's everything, yeah, still muted. You don't hear it even say what. You just see its little light up on its face.
Cool. Okay. You know what? We're fucking done with this. I'm gonna take out my gun.
Oh, shit! Ginger's gonna bust the cap. I love it.
And I pull out my gun.
And it's gonna be really terrible if I fail.
A little bit.
Let's see.
Swear I'm gonna cap this bitch.
Yeah, we're gonna do the arc pistol.
Okay, take a shot.
Ugh, does it shoot dinosaurs?
Sorry.
So fucking stupid. Yep.
No, Ginger.
I rolled 17. Dog shit.
You rolled dog shit, but you still got a 17? How do you have a 17?
Yeah, just because I don't shoot doesn't mean I'm bad at it.
Damn.
What the fuck? You just been sitting on a badass sniper? I think you have a better shot than fucking Horace. What the shit?
Suck it.
Why does that pistol have a +8? We're going to have to look at that later. But that does hit. I don't think that pistol
is supposed to have a plus eight. I think it's because it's a small arms, and as an expert, like if it is my wheelhouse, yeah. I am really good at it.
No, I get it. That's your attribute bonus and your modifier.
Also, it's rolling strength.
Yeah, why is it rolling strength?
Weird.
Strength is zero. Though.
You know what it is? I know exactly what it is. This thing was pulled over from like an enemy that, and their weapons on enemies are never set up like with actual stats. They're just like, oh, this character has a fucking +10, so it just has a +10. So I bet you that's what it's doing. But that's fine.
Okay.
Fuck it. Hey, you got a badass weapon for this round. We're gonna fix it. Going into the next one.
Yeah, we'll fix it. Okay.
But go ahead and give me damage. That hits.
Oh, whoops. I think I accidentally rolled critical, so we're just not.
So what is
the first
it
one?
Is...
Oh, or you can do that. Yep.
That works. We'll go +1 because you did roll a 6 on that first one. So it'll be a 10.
10 and a. You gotta be... And that G. Oh, it's dead, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking dead.
She is mad.
So, Ginger, tell me how this goes after you do that.
Yeah.
Tell me how.
No, so it's Ginger, like, it's Ginger talking at this thing. She can't talk to it because, obviously, the mute. And it's just kind of like the entire firefight that, like, is going on with people punching each other and kicking the heads off of robots. Ginger's like, you know, I try really fucking hard to be a good person. I'm not, all right, so I'm not a good person, but I am like a helpful person. And when you stop me from being able to help people, well, that only leaves me with the other thing that I'm good at. And yeah, takes that pistol from their holster and levels it and just very professionally puts one in the chest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then as soon as, like, I imagine when it dies, like, the mute goes away.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
So immediately, like, doesn't say anything, doesn't give away anything on comms, because no one would have heard that shot. Really quickly holsters the pistol, and comes out from behind the ship to rejoin the fight, like, oh my god, guys, like, Eddie, did you fire up the engines? Because they totally just dropped dead from something back here.
Damn it. Stop giving away my position. Shut up.
Eddie says after having shouted earlier.
Yeah, I love it. So yeah, you guys...
Ginger murdered
really
the robot.
No one shot it and it's
with
dead.
A gun. With a gun. Just kidding. He doesn't.
Like a game of, see it either.
Game of Clue.
He doesn't. But he knows that about her now.
Yep.
Ginger killed the robot in the study with the candlestick.
Anyway, back to talking shit about Evandrian. You know, I can't wait to wipe my ass with your, like, pale ass hair.
With his hair?
What? Or his ass hair?
Because it looks like toilet paper.
What?
I don't even know how to fucking like respond to that one.
We're done. That's our turn.
Okay. So that brings us to counter S1. Encounter S1 is once again going to go, actually before this thing is going to attack, it is going to reposition Scree with its movement and move Scree over here. And then it's going to attack again and try to reestablish the grapple.
Yay!
It's a 14 hit.
Doesn't get his dex bonus, does he?
You get your dex bonus, you get a negative 2 to AC though.
Hits.
Oh, that hits your cack.
Right in the cack.
Bam. So for 7 damage, it's like it grips you up again, and one of the 4 of the fists comes over and is like, boom, and just punches you in the face.
Ow.
But it looks like Scree isn't grappled anymore, though.
What do you mean?
If the attack roll result equals or exceeds the target's KAC plus 4, the creature also automatically grapples the foe.
Also pins the creature. Shit. How does that work? You're right! It doesn't do the grapple again. Okay, so Scree is free from his grapple. Shit.
Kind of like scrapes past Scree's cheek and Scree just like slips out.
I like it.
Drops to the ground.
You are correct, Sadoon. I appreciate that. I don't.
But
it is the correct rules, and the correct rules will always win, even if it doesn't mean I get to do cool stuff. Okay, Eddie!
It's gonna open the door.
Okay, so... as you open the door, you hear a tss, and as you open it, you happen to notice there are, in fact, I am going to real quick do this, grab these guys, and do this, and move them to the back real fast because I was figuring everybody was going to be here for this. And as you open the door, Eddie, as you enter onto the ship, you actually notice you didn't even need to open the door. I'm sorry, I meant to put that out there first. When you enter onto the ship, you see the door is actually already open. And as you come around to the back side of it, and you find a dead Aslanti guard in the middle of the floor there, and you also notice that there are 2 undead cybernetic zombies munching away at it. So actually, I'll bring you guys over here just so you can see it too. But
we can see it.
Oh, can you see it? Okay, cool.
Yeah, the whole map's revealed.
Sweet. Okay, that's what I wanted. So yeah, you're back on the relic. You see these 2 zombies. So what are you doing, bud? One looks to be a... It's tough to tell exactly. I mean, the one easy is a the same thing as Talmran is. Like a furry little, like, weasley-looking creature. The other one seems to be humanoid, mostly. Kind of looks like a drow, maybe?
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Do they see me?
They don't seem to have seen you just yet. You kind of stepped on, but they are steady munching this guard right here.
Huh. Okay. So Eddie has a helmet on, right? Because he's wearing his Lanthi stuff?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I thought. Okay. And he's gonna glamour projector and look like a space zombie.
I love it. Okay, glamour projector looks like a space zombie. Standard action can change the appearance of your armor and set normal clothes to any type of light or heavy. This function offers a function as disguise self, but only capable of changing the appearance. Oh, it only changes the appearance of your armor.
Uh huh.
It says.
I know.
Okay, so it just looks like undead, like ripped up armor and shit like that.
It's got like full armor, essentially. I mean,
yeah, that works for me.
You can say it doesn't. It's okay if it doesn't.
Okay, so the helmet looks like, yeah, it looks all disheveled. Looks like it's got holes in it and shit. And, like, looks like you're undead. So you're like, real quick, roll me a deception check.
I'm really bad at these.
Yeah, but it's not gonna take much. Just don't fuck it up.
Deception, that's not a thing.
Bluff. Sorry.
That's the one.
Yeah.
28!
Natty 18 for a 28. Yep. These things kind of go like, look at you, and then they go back to eating.
He's going
to
go, and then close the door.
Nice.
And then get the
other
seat.
One looks at the other and it's like, and it's just essentially like, did you know you could close doors?
And it'll start the startup sequence.
Okay, go ahead and, well, actually, we'll take that as your turn.
There's zombies in the ship, by the way. He'll say on comms.
I love it. Okay, so let's head back to here.
Fucking shocked that that worked.
Oh, that means the ship's depressurized.
You rolled well. I'll always allow it if you roll well. Like, not everything. Some shit is ridiculous, but it's stupid fucking zombies.
Seems like a thing Eddie would do.
If it works in fucking Shaun of the Dead, then it works here.
That's the rule.
Yep.